This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 152 for Monday, March 22nd, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, a special delivery Robert got from a secret. Wait, hold on. Let me try it. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, a special Amazon delivery Robert received.
In this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about Peter Piper. That's baloney. A new BMW. The bad driver. Some stolen liquor. And an extended pregnancy.
I feel like I might be a little bit rusty here because we had to take a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
And we'll probably take a couple more weeks off here coming up here. But it's like, this is like our busy season, right? Busy. There's just, we got a lot going on, both of us personally. And, we still love you.
Yes.
And we still,
and each other.
We still love each other.
We don't want anybody to worry about that.
That's the most important. We still enjoy doing the podcast as well. But, first things first. And
we still enjoy the pleasure of each other's embrace.
Podcast isn't paying the bills, and neither is our mine and Robert's warm embraces. But
everything else going okay though? Your snow finally melt up there?
The snow's melted. We've had some nice days up in. We had a couple days get up into the 60s. This week's been kind of cool, but next week we're supposed to be back up into the 60s. So very excited. Our last kind of big, for the time being anyway, big purchase for the house. The new house is replacing the nothing that is in our backyard with a nice patio. So we have, I have a down payment down on a patio, and I'm just going to sell a kidney to pay for it. Shit's expensive.
In the hot tub? Did you do that? Or are you going to wait?
Oh no, we're not waiting.
We're doing this, we got to put something on it.
Well, we're gonna have like a big pad, and then around the corner, we're gonna have an area for the hot tub, and. Yeah, it's going to be really nice when it's all done. It's just, what I've realized, though, so I've run electricity before pour the patio. Otherwise, I got to chop up my patio to run the electricity for the hot tub.
Oops.
So I'm like, okay. So I talked to an electrician. I had an electrician come out who's like a friend of the family. And he said, okay, you no problem. I said, can you pull the permits? He goes, no, I'm not a builder. You got to do it. So I submitted the permit application, which was promptly denied. And
of course,
and so
there's no privacy over there.
Well, I no, it was because so I it was the electric permit. So then I called the township, and I'm like, bro, why'd you deny me? And they said, well, you have to get a building permit first. And I'm like, what? I'm not building anything. I'm putting a hot tub. And they said, you got to get a building because you have to have it with you. It can't be so close to the house, and it has to be at least this many feet from the edge of the property line, and there's a lot going on there. So I'm like, okay. So I looked, and I need to get like a land plot. I got to order a land plot, and I got a plot on there where I'm going to be putting the hot tub, and I have to label it and then send that in. And we got to figure out what hot tub, because they need like a pamphlet for the hot tub,
right?
You know, and
make sure it's appropriate for the area.
Apparently, so I got to send that in, and then I got to send, and then once that happens, then I can apply for the electric permit, and then I got to have the electrician come out and run the conduit under the soil so they can come out and inspect that before the patio is put in, so that way they can put the patio in, and then I can have them bring out the hot tub and then inspect that. And then
so you'll have all this done by Christmas is what you're saying.
God, I'm hoping so. I don't give a shit.
Time.
I'm running this damn thing. This motherfucker's getting run all year round.
Yeah,
I don't care at this point. I'm just like, and Kelly was a little bit of a holdout. She's like, I don't know, the hot tub. I'm like, we should get a hot tub. And so I think
you don't use it, it's still better to have it, because that way if you change your mind, you can use it. But it's not like you're ever going to just have somebody come back and do that. You just do it all at once.
Well, exactly. So I'm like, exactly.
And what is the elderly listener going to do? She can't wait to get over there and jump in it. I know that.
elderly listeners, super excited.
We're going to be over there all the time now.
I sent you an image of my shelves that I built, and I sent you an image of the hot tub plan.
Yeah.
Or the, not the hot. Well, there is a picture of a hot tub in there.
It's been 2 weeks. We got a lot of catching up. I don't have anything to show you.
What I feel like it's been like a. I feel like it's been a month since we recorded a podcast. Like, there's so many things we got to catch up on here. My life is moving very quickly right now. But anyway,
mine's headed towards a wall. I think.
You know, it's not moving quickly. This beer, so we should probably talk about it so I can drink it.
I agree.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
All right. This week I'm going like super super local here. I'm going to our friends, now friends of the show, at Kunin Brewery. I don't know if you've heard of Kunin.
No, but, I haven't.
Because they're extremely local, and it's a brewery out of Clinton Township, Michigan, where although this says Detroit, Michigan. I don't know. Maybe that's where it's bottled now. But anyway, the original Kunin Brewery was maybe like 5 minutes from my old house. And so I've been there a couple of times, and I never really loved their beer. I'm going to be honest with you; they were just all about the IPAs,
happens.
Yeah, and so I just never really loved their beer. But I saw this one at the store, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to try it. It's the White Devil Imperial White Ale from Kunin. An Imperial White Ale, White Devil is a cloudy straw color, bursting with zesty citrus aroma. Topped with a dense, rocky head of foam, refreshingly crisp, with a pleasantly spiced hop character thanks to the noble-like Styrian Golding's hops, as well as notes of fresh-cut wheat and coriander, slightly sweet with a dry finish. While easy drinking and thirst-quenching, this is definitely not your average Belgian white. Pairs well with shellfish, specifically mussels, it says on there. Also, dill Havarti cheese. They're getting very specific here. And orange sherbet. So if you're going to eat some orange sherbet, you know, get yourself a white sherbet.
It's sherbet.
Sherbet. That's right. We've talked about this. We have talked about this.
I was holding yourself back my correction, but I couldn't.
A white devil. Shut the fuck up, Robert. All right.
You did it twice.
It's 9%. Okay. Thank you for...
Let it go.
Yeah. No, I can tell.
I still can't. You see?
Perfect. So anyways, I'm going to drink the beer. Feel free to keep talking shit while I'm drinking the beer, which, by the way, we've never had on the show before because, you know, I would never drink a beer that we've had before because that's against the rules. Let me try.
Well, that's true.
So definitely citrusy aroma, but it's more sweet, kind of orange, maybe like a nectarine type of aroma. Not so much with the grapefruit, which, you know, is not my thing, so... And that's pretty good.
Is it?
It has a nice, refreshing taste. A little booziness at the end there. It's sweet. And just a little bit of orange, like not overdoing it. A little bit of bitterness, but not too much. This is pretty damn good. And, you know, I'm picky with the ales. And this definitely, the sweet orange peel and the coriander shine through in this one. Really good beer. Rated a 4. Which, again, for an orange-colored beer, for me, a 4 is a glowing review. This is a good beer. It's a you know, I can see getting a bunch of these. Well, a few of these, we'll call it. And, you know, when it starts to get hot outside and I'm chilling by my hot tub once it's in, you know, just sipping on some of these. It's really good. Huh. And it's from Kunin. Kunin Brewery.
So you got something from them that wasn't terrible and not an IPA.
Not an IPA, but still, there's some hoppiness in there, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but I'm pleasantly surprised with this beer.
Well, good. Yeah, that's one of the things, too, and even me now just trying to look for something different every now and then, I will find that I'm looking for a stout or I'm looking for something, because I do drink a lot of the IPA, but I look for something different, and a lot of times I'll go somewhere, and it's like, yeah, they got one. And the rest are IPAs. I think that just seems to be what people are into, and that's what they brew. So,
yeah, all the douches, that's what they're into.
Yeah, the fat guys with man boobs like me.
Nice.
Well, I'm gonna go to something that I have never had before, but you have, because it seemed familiar, and then I bought it thinking, okay, well, no, we hadn't have it, and I looked it up, And I don't remember why I didn't see it, but just probably because nothing makes sense these days anymore. But I've got the Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout. Mm-hmm. And as you see there in the show notes, or in our show notes here, I put it that you had it in the I Don't Give a Fuck episode number 13. And that was, I'm going to pull the date here that I should have done before we started.
And by the way, that episode is titled, It Can't Be As Bad As Vomit.
I remember that one when we had the, so episode 13, April 10th, 2017. So what, 4 years, almost 4 years later, I figure it's okay to repeat as long as it wasn't me. Like I know that sometimes I've had the same one because I forgot. This one is you having it and now me having it almost 4 years later. I feel like it kind of counts as new.
It does it though? I mean, we didn't discuss this change in rules.
Yeah,
ahead of time.
Change. It's a modification.
That modification is a change by definition, Robert.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I'm gonna read what the website tells you,
dumbass,
and tells me and tells our listeners about it, and then I'm gonna drink it and tell you what I think about it.
Perfect.
Again, it's a Samuel Smith Old Brewery. It's from the UK. You know, seeing as how we just had St. Patrick's Day, I figured this is perfect. The organic chocolate stout is brewed with well water. So it's got sludge in it. Mm. The original well, sunk in 1758, is still in use, with the hard water is drawn from 85 feet underground. Well, they would seem like they'd use meters there. The gently roasted organic chocolate malt and organic cocoa impart a delicious, smooth, and creamy character with inviting deep flavors and a delightful finish. This is the perfect marriage of satisfying stout and luxurious chocolate. And it's relatively light, 5% alcohol by volume. It says best served at about 51 degrees, and I don't know what that is. It's just cold. Ingredients: water, organic malted barley, organic cane sugar, yeast, organic hops, organic cocoa extract, and carbon dioxide. So not a lot in there. Suitable for vegans if you're into that. So I'm going to give it a sip. Well, I'm going to smell it first. I smell chocolate. I'm going to taste it. That's good.
I don't remember what I rated it, but I've had it before because we had it.
You probably rated it a 5, but it's got a lot of chocolate in it. It's almost like drinking a chocolate milk or a chocolate shake. It's got that in there. It's not too sweet. You do get the taste. The beer flavor is there, but it's everything. It's smooth. It's chocolate. I don't really get any lactose in there. I think it did say somewhere in there that it had. I think that maybe there's a tap that said that. But I like it. It's 5%, so you could drink a bunch of them. It's not overly heavy, and that's another characteristic of a chocolate shake or a chocolate milk, that it has that heavy feel. But it's very very smooth, not overly sweet, but you do definitely get a lot of chocolate in it. And I rated it 4.25, maybe 4.5. So I'm curious what you rated it.
What's weird is it's actually not. I don't have it in Untappd. I've had the beer before, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer. So I couldn't tell you what I couldn't tell you what I rated it.
Well, you know what? You might not have been an Untappd person at that time. You had it. You had it April 9th, 2017. You didn't rate it, though. And that might be what you said, but I wasn't listening. But you checked into it because you have.
That's weird.
You have, I can't see me.
Yeah, here. No. What's weird though,
you see that your tauntaun or your wampa in the background of it.
What's weird photo. Though is I searched for Samuel.
Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
So go to what I did. Well, no, I did it for friends.
Hold on, let me do this. I'm just gonna go to organic chocolate stout.
Well, yeah, if you go to my check-in, I tagged you, so you go there, and then you'll see, it'll tell you how many times.
Oh, you won check-in.
Yep. Look at that.
Huh. Organic chocolate stout. What's weird is when I searched, when I searched, sorry, I'm just hitting puberty. Can you imagine what my voice is going to be like when I'm done with puberty? Crazy. But, so, I don't even know how to bring this up, Robert, but you may have received an interesting surprise delivery.
I did, and it's been a long time since we didn't do the podcast. I found out through the magic of mail that you are doing your own podcast in your driveway or in Dave's driveway, and sending random shit to my house that I didn't know about.
It was my kitchen table, actually. This is how it started. Yeah. Dave had a beer from Rochester Mills, which is a local brewery to my home area, okay. And called the King Cake Milkshake Stout. We're sitting there talking. We went to dinner, and we've had with him and Kelly's cousin, who is his fiance, and yep. We went to dinner. We came back to our house. We were drinking and just talking. And he said, "Did you ever get one of those beers?" I'm like, "No." And then, and I said, "You know, somehow we got into the topic of what's a king cake, and you know, talking about how it's a New Orleans Mardi Gras tradition, yep. And it's this cake that's very sugary cake that's baked,
it's got sparkles on it.
Yeah, and hide a little plastic baby in there.
Yep,
for good luck." Yes, for good luck. And
if you bite into it and your tooth cracks, it's good luck.
Perfect. But also, I know that if you get the piece with the baby inside of it, you have to host the following year's Mardi Gras celebration, according to Google. So, we ended up talking about, well, can you just put any little plastic baby? Are there specific king cake plastic babies that you would purchase that you can then put in the cake? And I'm on Amazon searching for tiny plastic babies, and I came across a sack of 120 tiny plastic babies that were pretty inexpensive, and we thought it would be funny to randomly send it to someone, and you ended up being the lucky recipient of a bag of 120 tiny freaky looking plastic babies. Like, they're not even just like they have these weird haircuts. Like, it's just so they're very like very cuts. Yeah, they're very freaky, like military cuts on these things. And and so, you know, that's what we did that night. And so we were eagerly awaiting their arrival. So that way, and then we got the notification that it had been delivered, and we just basically just waited.
Sat and giggled.
waited for the inevitable text from you.
Yeah.
With the picture of the sack of the bag of babies.
Well, what's funny is I had ordered something, and I ordered a couple things. They say, okay, you got, sometimes they'll ship it in one box, sometimes you know it's coming in two boxes. So I had two boxes. I go out there and there's three sitting there. I was like, this is weird. And I'm trying to think, I had some subscribe and save. It's like, no, those don't come for another 2 weeks. Yeah. So I brought it in and I just started opening, and I pulled up, said, this is really strange. And I checked the receipt. Melissa came in and she was looking at us like, what did you do? So I looked through my orders. I was like, this is strange. I didn't have anything. And I said, well, maybe because this neighborhood, the numbers are weird. So people are randomly delivering to the wrong house. And I thought, okay, maybe no, the label's got my name on it. So it was weird. So I just sent it to you saying, hey, this is kind of strange. And something was telling me as I sent it to you, it was like, okay, this somehow seems like it's something that you would have done. So you're,
it's
like,
got my name on it all over.
That's weird. So something told me. Well, you told me, really, but yeah. So no, it was pretty funny that I think they're upstairs, probably in that pantry. I told you that's a fucking mess. Yeah. I think that's where they are.
But I mean, you got 120 years worth of king cake babies up there, so you should be good to go.
Well, Melissa wanted to make you guys some brownies or some cupcakes and ship them back to you, and each one having a baby in it, but she didn't do that. I mean, I would just eat the cupcakes before they left here anyway, so.
Probably. They'd never leave.
No.
You'd eat the baby, too. Just cup, baby and all.
Probably.
Just down the gullet.
That's right. Now, do they make the babies in chocolate? Because I like to be able to eat it.
Sure. I never had a baby dipped in chocolate before, but I'm not against it. Try everything once.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, I feel like.
Oh, shit. Well, that's fun.
Very, very exciting.
I don't know what to do with them. I've been thinking about it, though. Thinking,
you should like make a necklace out of them or something. Make jewelry out of them.
a bracelet. Too funny. Yeah, that'll be something.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Well, that's weird too. So you want to talk about some crazy news?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. I almost pushed the wrong button.
We're rusty.
Yeah, I noticed that he had a phone number.
I almost pushed that one because it's right next to it.
Yeah, good old elderly listener, EL.
The EL, yeah.
The EL. Not just EL, the one and only EL.
Right. Now, do we flip a coin to figure out who's starting?
No, you just tell me.
All right, that's fine. All right, I'll take the first one here, the Smoking Gun. You know, from our friends at the Smoking Gun, which has been around since 1997, which I didn't realize that. Seems like they've just been around forever.
They're older than the podcast.
But barely. This first story takes us to Florida, which is good, because I was hoping we'd have one from Florida. I'm going to try to get through this title here to make sure I can, but a pickle packing perv popped on private premise. Florida man.
The title really sold it for me.
Yeah,
this is one of mine, and I was like, that title is really something.
And I like his smirk, although that's probably from his driver's license. But probably. Florida man, 47, arrested for public pleasure session.
Ooh.
Yep. A pantsless Florida man was arrested yesterday after police spotted him pleasuring himself with a pickle while on a private premise, according to an arrest affidavit. The affidavit states, responding to a suspicious person call around 4 p.m., a cop saw Eric DeTige, 47, lying on his back in front of a townhouse. In Oldsmar, a city in the Tampa Bay area. DeTige, unencumbered by pants or underwear, had his wiener. Yeah, his wiener in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other hand. I think he might have been confused.
What was he doing with the pickle, though?
Ew. I should let you have this one. He was using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was... never mind. I have questions, but I'm going to leave them alone. Seen above, DeTige was arrested on a misdemeanor. He was masturbating.
You forgot that part.
He was masturbating with the pickle. Yeah. Was arrested on a misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs charge. He's being held in the Pinellas County Jail. Seemed like Pinellas County Jail. Maybe I watched too much Cops. That's probably why. In lieu of $150 bond. DeTige, his address is listed as Flying Cloud Mobile Home Park in Tampa, has prior convictions for theft, disorderly conduct, resisting police, and criminal mischief. Jail records note that DeTige has "Only God Can Judge Me" tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, the judge can too, though.
Oh, yeah, they can now. There's no indication in court records that the pickle was seized as evidence.
They probably ate it.
Hey, anybody see my chocolate dip pickle laying around here?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
That is pretty good.
Oh, man, look at that. TTB 152 pickle packing perv. I'm just saying, we might have to do it.
Flying Cloud Mobile Home Park, but that's probably better.
Pickle packing perv is, I mean, that's going to get them. I mean, that just grabs you, right? It grabs your attention. You know, our listenership is about to fucking skyrocket. Apple's going to kick us off their platform, but, you know, that's all right. We don't need them. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to, Mexico / New Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. So the new and the old Mexicos. And we're
neighboring states.
Yeah, we're U.S. agent sees 277 pounds of banned bologna at the Mexican border. This is the second meat seizure. Meat seizure. That's a good one, too. and as many weeks at the border. I don't even know what that means. New Mexico border officers seized 277 pounds of prohibited meat at the Mexican border on Sunday. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers stopped a vehicle at around 6:30 p.m. at the Santa Teresa Port of Entry. A vehicle inspection revealed 30 rolls of pork bologna hidden beneath floor mats and car seats. The driver was a U.S. citizen from Sunland Park, New Mexico. Bologna containing pork products is prohibited from entering the U.S. due to possible foreign animal diseases, according to the CBP. The driver was given a $1,000 fine for the smuggled meat. Officials previously seized 22 rolls of bologna, totaling almost 200 pounds. They were smaller rolls. During a search at the Mexican border just 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
look at that. You can't bring in pork bologna from Mexico, Robert. They're all diseased.
It just seems like there'd be other things they could worry about than people bringing bologna across the border.
Yeah. I mean, it's ballsy to do it in a car. I feel like it's like chuck it over the wall.
Just hand it through the slats.
Make a big slingshot. Oh, that's right.
It's got big slats in it. You can that's step true. Through them. You can certainly put a big piece of sausage through.
Oh,
there.
For sure. You can put a tube of bologna through a border wall slat.
Now, would a pickle fit through there?
Well, it depends on the pickle, and depends on whether it was being inserted into a rectum at the time. That'd be a hard no.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Very hard no. All right.
Well, Texas.
What's going on?
They certainly deserve this. A Texas man drove his dealership loaner car to rob a bank, then tried to use the loot to buy the BMW. Prosecutors said he drove a vehicle loaned to him by a car dealership to rob a bank in Texas and then brought the money back to try to use it as a down payment on a BMW.
Well, he really wanted the car, right?
He really wanted, yeah. And they should have just given it to him at that point. Now, Eric Dion Warren is headed to prison, a local lockup. Warren, who pled guilty to bank robbery, been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. That car will be worth nothing by the time he gets out. According to court documents, it was during the summer of 2019 when Warren went into a bank in Woolworth, Texas. Alexa, where is Woolworth, Texas?
Woolworth, Texas is a city in Lubbock County, Texas.
Oh. Thank you. And walked up to a teller. The 50-year-old then put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter.
What did the note say?
This is an effing robbery.
A fucking play robbery.
A robbery. Right. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills now. You got 1 minute or I will kill you. Seems pretty menacing. After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, I ain't playing around. I only want hundreds and fifties. Teller gave Warren the money from the drawer, including stacks of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers. So he should have handed them back.
Oh, they put bait.
These are hundreds with recorded serial numbers. Warren later admitted after getting the cash, he drove away in a vehicle that had been loaned to him by a car dealership. He had been there earlier and was in the process of finalizing the sale of a BMW.
Still the down payment.
Yeah, realized he had no money.
He was committed. They only lent him a certain percentage.
His credit was bad. Officials say it was about 15 minutes after the robbery when Warren went back to the dealership in the loan vehicle and been waving around the cash, literally. Eventually came into the finance office and tried to finalize the purchase of the BMW with a $3,000 cash payment. What was he going to do with the rest? Things began to fall apart for the robber when an employee at the dealership got a call informing him about the bank robbery, all while Warren was still there. Employee called police after realizing the description of the vehicle used in the robbery matched the one loaned to Warren. Probably had one of those fake tags on it, too, that said it's going to this dealership.
Oh, sure.
That's probably what it did. He didn't really think about that. When Warren was arrested, he had more than $5,000 with him, and their serial numbers matched those stolen from the bank. Police also found a painted pellet gun resembling a real handgun when they arrested him. And I want to see... Oh, $10,000. So he had $5,000 left. And then this tells us that Woolworth is 12 miles southwest of Lubbock.
Oh,
so $5,000 left. He gave him $3,000. So I wonder what he did with the other $2,000. Gas, probably.
Probably bought a jar of pickles with it. Very expensive pickles.
Right. The mini gherkins.
You pay extra for those per pickle.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, where's the next one? Yeah. Speaking of driving, we're going to Poland, where the worst driver in the history of Poland does something. That was a terrible segue. but he fails
to get it. Is from our friends, Rob?
It's from our friends at Squeakley. Oh, is that Squeakley? Squeakley. Where a man.
I did that on purpose.
Where a man fails to get his driving license for the 192nd time.
Oh, no.
Holy moly. 50-year-old Polish man. has been trying to get his driving license for the past 17 years. He has failed every single theory exam he's ever taken. The theory of driving car has proven to be really hard subject for a 50-year-old man from the city of Piotrkow, Trybunalski, Poland. For the past 17 years, he has failed every single theory test Polish drivers need to pass to acquire the driving license. To this date, the man has attempted to pass the test 192 times, meaning he has spent more than 6,000 zloty, which is approximately $1,550 at exam fees. Within the 192 failed attempts, he beats the record of a British driver who passed his theory test on the 158th attempt. But he remains far away from the absolutely worst student driver, a South Korean woman who managed to fail 950 times.
What? At some point, you just give up. Like, what is that magic number?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think you should just, like, pass them just for the effort.
What are you going to do today? Probably try again.
Yeah. To obtain a driving license in Poland, one must first pass an exam testing the theoretical knowledge of driving before being allowed to take a practical one. So far, the number of theoretical test attempts has no limit in Poland, but the case of driver has raised concerns about whether the number should be capped. There should be a regulation in Poland that prohibits a candidate from taking the the exam more than 20 or 30 times, said Stanislaw Kubusiewicz, a driving instructor quoted by TVP. If someone exactly. Let's call an elderly listener and ask her to pronounce that name. If someone is ignorant of the rules and does not know them, he should not drive on the streets. It can, after all, pose a danger to others, said Kubusiewicz. So I would think at some point after, you know, taking it dozens of times, wouldn't you just kind of like memorize the test? Like they can't be that terrible. I've taken driving tests before and it's pretty straightforward stuff. So, yeah. I mean,
it's basic shit pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree. If you need over 100 times to pass the test, you should not drive, even if you do eventually pass it.
Yeah, they might even want to avoid a bicycle.
And they haven't even this guy hasn't even been able to get in a car and do an actual road test yet.
No.
I mean, he can't even answer A, B, or C correctly.
Alexa, where is Piotrkow Trybunalski?
Sorry, I don't know that, but I do have a skill you might like. It's called Pikachu Talk. Want to try it?
Yes. Thinks,
of course.
Okay, here's Pikachu Talk. Hello. Okay. With Pikachu Talk, you can talk to Pikachu in your own home.
Oh. Great. Huh?
Pikachu is here now. Pikachu can understand what you say.
Pikachu,
what's your name?
Pikachu, get fucked.
Pikachu!
What the fuck is happening here?
It's saying, I'm Pikachu.
Well, no
nice
shit.
Nice to meet you, Pikachu.
Pikachu. Oh my God.
Why don't you try speaking to Pikachu? Right.
Pikachu.
Add little babies to my shopping list.
Oh shit. Pikachu, lick my nuts. Oh, Pikachu likes it.
Tastes like pickles.
Pikachu will leave if you don't speak to it for a while.
Oh, good.
What if we don't worry. Speak to it nicely?
Pikachu, get fucked.
Pika-pika.
I know, right?
Pikachu, do you like pickles?
Pika.
Pikachu, have you ever been to Piotrkow Trybunalski in Poland?
Pikachu, stop. What's your favorite beer?
Bee.
Exactly. Oh, shit.
Now it's getting creepy.
Dear God, I think Pikachu just came.
Alexa, stop.
It has been stopped.
Thank goodness. Thank God. I'll never do that again.
That was weird.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
No. Oh, man.
All right.
The next one's yours. Looks like we're staying in Florida.
No, I just did the bad driver.
Oh, I spent all that time talking to Pikachu. I forgot.
Yeah, you do this one.
All right. Well, I'm glad because I was going to be jealous that you got to do this one, and it talks about tacos.
Oh.
And it's just making me hungry for tacos now, but it's taking us back to Florida instead of Pia Tracker Cow, Florida, Poland, where a man breaks into Rocco's Tacos to steal alcohol for his sober house friends. This guy's a jerk. Police arrested a Delray man after he allegedly broke into Rocco's Tacos on Atlantic Avenue to steal alcohol for his friends recovering from an alcohol addiction. Seems like they got to find better people to hang out with.
I know. They need new friends.
Yep. Police say they found the man covered in blood after an employee called 911.
Naturally.
And they found him in the basement. Officers say he lied about his name. However, they were able to identify him by his Massachusetts ID as Pikachu. He's now charged with burglary. Of course. It's always burglary. Grand theft and false ID to law enforcement officers because nobody really named Pikachu. Pikachu told officers he was bloody because he cut his hands with his knife while he was at work. And he went to get the beer to wash it off because it has alcohol on it, and he didn't want to get an infection.
Is Pikachu a boy or a girl?
Alexa, is Pikachu a boy or a girl?
Ash's Pikachu is male. However, female Pikachu was introduced in the fourth generation of the Pokemon series. A female Pikachu's tail has an indent which looks like a heart shape.
Oh, no.
Are you sure? Alexa,
I'm not sure.
Alexa, how big is Pikachu's penis?
Here's what I found on Wikipedia.
Of course.
While results vary slightly across reputable studies, the consensus is that the average human penis, when erect, is 12.9 to 15 centimeters, or 5.1 to 5.9 inches, in length with a 95% confidence interval of 10.7 to 19.1 centimeters, or 4.23 to 7.53 inches.
Too much math.
There's a lot going on there. It's very
exactly. Surveillance video showed Laporta rummaging through boxes.
Oh no, you didn't! That's some bullshit.
Then using a broom to open the liquor area, he allegedly took one case of Red Bull, two bottles of Patron, one bottle of Rocco Pittori, one Malibu, a house champagne, two bottles of Montebello, one bottle of Dolce Vita, a Sakura Reposado, and more Red Bull.
And a jar of dill pickles.
That's right. In total, Laporta stole $1,729 or $1,729 worth of stuff. He was then booked into the Palm Beach County Jail and was released without bond. They just exchanged the alcohol. A court date is pending.
All right. That's great. I mean,
what a tool.
His friends were having a relapse, and
I know what it is.
Trying to help him out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's finish this bad boy up.
Well, we went to Squeakley. Now we get to check out World News Daily Report.
One of our most loyal friends of the show, World News Daily Report, where we get all of our, we finish every episode with a story from World News Daily Report. It's more of a public service announcement.
Right.
You know, we want this one to stay in your memory the most, so we do it last.
Right.
And this story takes us to Albuquerque, where New Mexico, by the way.
Right.
Where lady here probably ate a lot of pork bologna from Mexico.
Tacos, Rob, from Rocco's.
Tacos and Rocco's tacos and pork bologna from Mexico. Wife admits she faked being pregnant for 42 months. So she could quit work, eat, and sleep all day. An Albuquerque woman had finally admitted to her family, friends, and neighbors that she was lying about her being pregnant for the past 3 years and a half. Caroline Shepherd, 37, says she lied to her loved ones, including her. luckily, they spell the last name different. including her husband and close relatives. so that she could be lazy and eat and sleep all day without having to work. The 37-year-old woman admits she does have regrets about not telling the truth to family and friends, but says in hindsight, it was all worth it.
She's got a lot of rest.
It's really great when you're pregnant because you can eat like a pig, sleep all day, wear jogging pants 24 hours a day, and everybody treats you like a princess and keeps telling you how wonderful you look. Caroline Shepherd, 37, admitted to reporters, I thought it was taking long since my sister had two since my sister had two babies during the same period. But I didn't want to put any stress on the pregnancy, husband Andrew Shear, 39, told reporters. Caroline Shepherd said that that she took the time off from work to learn about herself, but mostly spent her time being lazy, playing video games, and eating and sleeping 20 hours a day. I would often lie about going to my appointments to the doctor, but would instead go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and binge eat for hours, Shepherd admitted to journalists. Caroline Shepherd was forced to admit the truth about her fake pregnancy after her employer became suspicious after she had claimed maternity leave benefits for the past 42 months. She could have been pregnant almost five times at that point. So, oh man, crazy That's things funny. Happening in New Mexico.
Well, week. I like that says that she could be lazy, eat, and sleep all day. You know, they didn't really pull any punches with explaining what she was doing.
No. I mean, she was very straightforward. I feel like she's probably on the road to recovery. She realizes she had a problem. But
I like the image title of the husband there is preglazy.jpg.
Nice.
Oh, man. Well, good.
Oregon's circuit court refuses man's demand to legally change his name to My Ex-Wife Is a Bitch. good stuff. Good stuff.
That's a lot of good things. Yeah, always World News Daily Report. Yeah. They, you know, between them, the Portland Press Herald, and now Squeakley, we always have all the good stories.
We do. We like to stay away from the fake news media and stick to Squeakley and World News Daily Report and Gilly and Graham stories.
Squeakley. Oh, man. Good times. Well, that was 152. I think 153 will be at some point. Yeah. We'll have to keep in touch and figure out we'll when see. That is. But between your stuff you're doing and stuff we got going on here, it might be tough, but we'll certainly get back here as soon as possible. And maybe this week, maybe not. We don't know.
We'll find out. You'll find out when there's an episode. Surprise
everybody.
Yeah, we got one in a row here. So, you know, it's all we can do.
Yeah, all the best. I'll see you next time.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and just do it.